Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Zayin, and we are on Vav Amid Beis. The Mishnah spoke about the simanim that in the Beis Hamikdash let people know what time it was, because not everybody had watches, or nobody had watches, right? So what exactly did they do to know exactly the fourth hour, the fifth hour, the sixth hour, by the time that it was all mutter, eating and getting hana, the time that it was in limbo, you can't eat anymore, but you don't burn it yet, and the time to burn it. So the Mishnah spoke about one siman, and the Gemara adds on a couple of other simanim. The Mishnah speaks about the siman of the chalos of the toda, the chalos of the toda psulos. So we had a machlokas in the Gemara whether chalos, the Mishnah's lashon is psulos. Does that mean really psulos? Were they really puzzle? Because what, you would rely on puzzle challahs every year? How do you know there will be puzzle challahs every year? So the Gemara says, well, it was the busiest day. The day before Erev Pesach was the busiest day for bringing karbanas todah, because after all, everybody was in the Yerushalayim to bring their karbanas for the Lila Regal, and you can't bring it on Erev Pesach because it's a chametz, and you can't bring it the whole Chol HaMoed. Right, so when is it? So everybody probably came a day early to try to squeeze in. They're not going to want to stay the day after Pesach. There's going to be a rush home. They're not going to want to bring it then. So the day before Pesach. So 2 days before Pesach. So that 13th of Nisan was jam-packed, busy in the Beis HaMikdash. So you have to assume that sometimes some blood will spill, and then you won't be able to shech the carbon toda to be mekadesh the lechem. So there was always, that was the second day. The first day was really they were kosher, but for some reason you didn't shech the carbon pesach, not that the blood spilled, you didn't shech the carbon toda. So either way, different day is about whether it was actually pasul or not. Remember the thoughts of the mefarshim, that the pashup shot, not what the Gemara says, might have been that there was just so much to eat and so little time to eat it. So it could be that often there were challahs left over, right? That's what the Netziv points out in Parshat Tzav, where the Netziv says that's the whole point of a carbon toda. Why is it that this is the only type of a carbon shlamim that has so little time to eat it, just day, night? Usually carbon shlamim has day, night, day. That's most carbon shlamim have day, night, day to eat it. But here, the carbon toda only has day and night. So why is that? Because the Netziv explains. The whole point is there's so much to eat, and there's so little time to eat it, the only way that you can prevent it from becoming nosar is if you spread the wealth, if you publicize and tell everybody about it. And that's the whole purpose of a carbon toda. V'ha inyan, says the Netziv in the Parshat Tzav. The tachlis toda shaba al neis hu kedi l'saper chazdei Hashem shegamal alav. Right, it's the chazdei Hashem. Right, this is based on the Sfarno. Based on the Sfarno. V'hainu dechsiv b'halel l'cha ez l'achzevach toda. Right, now in the Harchev Davar, he continues to explain, really there's two elements of thanking Hashem. Thanking Hashem, A, and publicizing the thanks, B. Those are two different elements, and they're both alluded to in Halel. L'cha ez l'achzevach toda. Right, part one. Uveshem Hashem Ekra, part two. Nedarei Lashem Hashalem, part one. Negdan Alachalamo, part two. Bechatzos Beis Hashem, Bezochechi Yerushalayim. So he goes through, each of these, phrases is referring to a different element. Shrei Mili Kamar, Lachaz, Bazavach Toda HaKarban. Uveshem Hashem Ekra, who called Toda Lashem, Tzvakos Al Hanes, and then Ibir Al Havas Karban, that's your Nedar, Nedarei Lashem Hashalem. And Hodos, Veshem Hashem, Negdan Alachalamo. And that's the diak. And then it gets back here in the Hamak Davar. Umitam ze riba hakasuv balechem. Umiyet bizman. Achilas toda bikal ashlamim. Right, there's so much bread to eat. Remember the 40 loaves. Four of them go to the Kohanim. You have 36 to eat yourself. And it's kachikalim, so Yisrael could eat it. Anybody could eat it. And there's so little time to eat it, because you only have that night. V'hainu kadeshi yemarbe reyim l'su'uda achas b'yom hakrava v'yesipur hanes l'fnei rov anashim. And to say over, right, the language of the Sfarno. U'b'rabos halechem yisparsim hanes l'ochlim rabim. V'ar b'chalos l'kohanim shein heima tamidei chachamim. Right, a number of years ago, we related this to maybe, according to, I think it's the Abarbanel, that carbon Pesach is an example of a carbon toda. And Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is like the parallel to the Sipur that the Netziv here points out of the Pirsum Hanes, right? That's exactly what the Torah demands by carbon Pesach. And the Lel HaSeder. Okay, so back to Vav Amabez. We have the different opinions about the lechem that was used as the simen. And remember, two both breads up there, you still allowed to eat it. One bread out, then it's limbo. And then two breads off, then you have to burn it. Right? Those were the simanim that were given. Says the Gemara, Tani, Shtei Paros, five lines off at the bottom. There were other opinions of what the simanim were. Shtei Paros, Charshos, Yerushalayim. There were two cows that plowed in Yerushalayim. And I guess they were put on in a special area. Everybody saw them. So you see the two cows, then you know that these are, right, it's the time. One, take one cow away, so you know it's the middle time, and take two cows away. Says the Gemara, really? There were two cows plowing? Right, beginning of the fifth parak, parak makam shenagu, is minhagim about not doing malacha in the morning on the erev of Pesach. So isn't Yerushalayim like a place that the minhag was not to do malacha? So what do you mean these cows were plowing? Answer, they weren't really plowing. Near is kecharshos. It looked like they were plowing. Right? Maybe they got them ready for plowing. Maybe they hooked them up to the agala, to the plowshare. But they weren't really plowing. They weren't really plowing. But that is number two. If you look in the Maram Chalava on this Mishnah, he clearly had a different girsa in our Yerushalmi. He calls the Yerushalmi because he has to add in. And so he said, calls the Yerushalmi, Maksha, Charshos al Gadaitach, Ela Ema Kein Charshos. He doesn't have the line of, it wasn't Yerushalayim, Kemakam Shenagu, because he asks, why? Right? So, V'efsher Dekashalu. So he explains, what's the Yerushalmi bothered by? That, Yerushalayim, right? Well, Charshos al Gadaitach. So according to his gear, so he just had that line. What's the problem with their plowing? So he has two days here. He says, V'chi Tema, and if you want to say, what's the problem? V'efsher Dekashalu Mishim Isser Malacha B'Yudalad. Maybe it's the Isser Malacha, which is what our Girsa says. But he says, but what do you mean? The Gemara says there that there was an Isser Malacha in Galil and not in Yehuda. And Galil was up north. And Yehuda was with Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayim was part of Yehuda. So there wasn't an Isser Malacha. They only had one in Galil, not in Yehuda. Avol mi Yehuda lo nagu v'Yerushalayim mi Yehuda hu. Ef shalomar dekivan shehoyu Yisrael olun l'regel. V'noagin Isser bimkoman. There were a lot of Alila Regal people from Galil, and they weren't doing Malacha. So Yerushalayim on the Yontif was the, at least partially a Makam Shenagu Shelo Lazos, because that's where they came from. So maybe that's where the Gemara assumes that way. See, Yetar Ashar Latiyam Bifneim. That's one day. Again, so maybe it wasn't Makam, it wasn't a place, but, you know, the people came from there, number one. Inami, or Mishum De'ein Sade Avuda Bahar Hamishcha, Hutakamar Hachi. Where was this whole thing? It was on Har HaZeisim, Har HaMishcha. So there was no plowing done there, right? That's where the Paraduma was done. So maybe that's what the Gemara says. But again, clearly the Maram Chalava did not have our extra line of Nagu Shalasas Barbasar, and you just gotta work that out with Galil and Yehuda. So that's what the Maram Chalava says right here. Good. Continues the Gemara that there were other simanim sometimes used. Is tani shtei neros dolken. Some say that there were two candles that were lit. Everybody watch the candles. Is tani shtei sadinim. There were two curtains, that two sheets that were held up. And as long as the two sheets were there, so then they knew, you know, what time it was and when one of the sheets removed, v'chulu. Amar Rabbi Pinchas v'lo pligin. There's no machlokas here. Manda amar shtei paro shtei neros b'chol. If the cows and the candles were used on weekday, because you couldn't use those on Shabbos, because you couldn't hook up a plow to a cow. It's muksa, and with a candle, right? You can't move a candle on Shabbos. Manta Amar, Shnei Sadinim b'Shabbos. And according to the one who says, two curtains, so that was done on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, why didn't they use a different simon? Rabbi Hananya ba'a kumi Rabbi Mana v'yikvala tkiya. Right? Other times in the calendar, we use shofars. So let him blow tkiyas. Let him blow once to know that it's their first time and the second time. Right? Yeah, have a siren. Right? Yikvala tkiya. Omar le im omer atkein. Right? No, if you say that you have the tkiyas, people get mixed up. Because you have tkiyas for other reasons too. Nimseisa ata omer lo tamidein token. Right? There were tkiyas that took place every day during the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar. So if they see the, if they heard the, maybe somebody woke up a little late, right? Tamei Shachar was earlier. But maybe there was somebody woke up a little late. They'll hear the shofar. They'll think it's for the Tamei. They won't realize it's for the, Isser, Achila. Right? So therefore, not a good simon. Not a good simon. The Haim is calculated and they will get messed up. So therefore, you don't do that. Amar le. But one second. Vahataninan. But didn't we learn, that they used to use tkiyas on Erev Shabbos? Remember, the Mishnah in Sukkah talks about this, but the Gemara in Shabbos also. And people weren't mixed up then. They knew it wasn't for the Tamid. Vahataninan. Didn't we learn the Mishnah in Sukkah? Remember the Mishnah towards the end of Sukkah, which talks about how many tkiyas they blew every day in the base of Mikdash? It was like anywhere between 21 and 48. Something like those numbers, right? And, the busiest day is Erev Shabbos on Sukkot, when you had to also blow for the Nisachai Mayim and the Karbanos and Erev Shabbos, right? There were so many tkiyas that day. So, but you see from there, people weren't confused, right? Vahataninan. Shalosh lahavdil sa'amin ha-malacha. They blew three times to get people to stop the first time, to get people to stop doing malacha out in the fields and start walking home. V'shalosh lahavdil. And three, and the next ones were to close the stores. And the next ones were to Shabbos. V'shalosh lahavdil ben HaKodesh l'chol. Right? So you see there's no worry. Look in the, Karban Ha'eda. Elo gimel achronos lo diyesh kiddush hayom. The last ones would tell everybody that it's Shabbos. Via my token, necho shema yitu. Maybe people will make a mistake. Via yizbru lo tamid shel bein arbayim token. Maybe people will think they're blowing for the tamid shel bein arbayim. Via yavo lasos malacha be Shabbos. They'll come to do malacha on Shabbos. Right? So you, why aren't you worried, there? And, so that's why you don't do it here, because you're worried that people are going to think it's for the carbon tamid. Amar le, tamon, kol erev Shabbos v'Shabbos, yitokim in a toim. There it happens every week. So they'll know. They'll know. You have all these tkiyas every week. They'll know that it's for erev Shabbos and to get them to stop doing, melacha. Right? It's very familiar to them. But from hacha, achas lekitzenein. How often do they blow on erev Pesach? Once a year. Right? Achas lekitzenein is one that's so not often. And therefore, it's going to be more, people are not going to realize what it's for. Achas lekitzenein. Im omer atkein, if you say that you're going to blow, for the simin, af hein smurin, shem letamidim token. People won't realize, they'll think they're blowing for the tamid shel bein, shel shachar, right? For heim is kalkulin, and therefore they will get mixed, up. Okay, so that's why we don't do shofar, but we have the other simanim of the candles, of the curtains, and of the cows, and of the lachamim, of the, breads, different, types. Okay. We had a three-way machlokes in the Mishnah, in the last two Mishnayos, about what to do the hours for Erev Pesach. We had Rabbi Meir, according to the version of the Yerushalmi Rabbi Meir, so it doesn't become us or Darais until much later. We have the, really the two slots, the fifth hour, right, and the, right, the two slots of Rabbi Meir, that's what Rabbi Meir said. Ochlan kol chavish v'sarim tchilas sheish. Yehuda had the three slots, right? You eat in the fourth hour, limbo in the fifth hour, and you burn and begin the sixth hour. And then we had Rabbi Gamliel here on Vav Mabez, who said, I hold like Rabbi Yehuda except for Truma. For Truma, you could also eat in the fifth hour. Because as we said, Truma is a special din. You're not allowed to be ma'abe Truma. You have to try to eat Truma. That's what the Gemara says now. Why exactly is Truma different? Lama, right? We're in the middle of Zion Manav. Why is Truma different? Lama. Mipnei Kedusha. So is it because, as we explained it, because it has special Kedusha? And because it has special Kedusha, you want to make sure that you give him an extra hour to eat it. It has Kedusha. O Mishum Shein Ochleha Mitzuyin. Or is it because that there aren't so many people to eat the Truma, right? Only the Kohanim. So therefore, you want to give them an extra hour. They didn't have so much time to eat it in the mornings, before the, fifth hour. So that's why you give it more, right? Give the few eaters some more time. So what is the halacha? So manafik b'beni on the manaf kamina. What the reason is for the truma? What would Rabbi Gamliel say about chalas toda? Right, chalas toda. Those are chalas. Right, those are chametz. At least 10 of them. 10 of them are chametz. One of them was given to the kohanim. So you have 9. The Yisraelim have 9 left. So those, that's the nafkamina. What the reason for Rabbi Gamliel is, because that has kedusha, but there are many eaters. right, many eaters, because the Israelim could also eat it. It's not like Truma. So that's the nafkamina. My nafkamina, they unchalos toda. If you say the reason is the second reason, that Rabbi Gamliel gives the extra hour, because there aren't so many eaters, so give the eaters an extra hour. So elochle mitsuyim. So here there are a lot of eaters. So therefore you wouldn't give an extra hour for the chalos toda, because that's the, all the Yisraelim can eat them. In Tamar, Mebrei Kedushasa, but if you say the reason that Rabbi Gamliel gives Truma the extra hours because of its Kedusha, so Elu, Yeshlam, Kedusha. So these would do have Kedusha, and therefore, right, even more. It's a carbon. It's not just Truma. And therefore, he would allow it in the fifth hour. Remember the Mishnayos and Chagiga that talk about, it's a Dinta Rabbanan, the Milos Litvila. That in the days of old, used to be, if I wanted to eat truma, I had to go to the mikvah, l'shem thinking, I'm going to the mikvah to eat truma. And if I want to eat a carbon, that's not good enough. I have to go back to the mikvah and tovel, l'shem eating a carbon. And if I'm going to do paraduma, I'm going to be involved in that. And like everyone, you can't just go to the mikvah. Like nowadays, it's just on tahar. No, you have to go to the mikvah with special kavana. It's a din drabanan. Meiser sheni and truma and so karbanos have an even higher level of kedusha. So if the reason is because of kedusha, then Rabbi Gamliel would for sure give an extra hour to eat these karbanos. So says the Gemara, which is it? Rabbi Nassan Omer Kisheros. Rabbi Nassan is quoting like our Mishnah Simin. Our Mishnah Simon about the Chalas. So Kisheros, he says that they used, two kosher Chalas. Nitlu, and then he says you take both of them. Nitlu, Shoen Lohen Shoah, Achas La'achilasan. Right? That there's, you take them both off and you give an hour to eat. Give an hour to eat. The Tolin Avalos Arfin. And you are Tole, in that case, Stam chametz avalo sarfin, but you don't burn it in that middle time. But what do you see from his lashon? Islachamemar mishum sheinoch le'amitzuyim lo mipnei kedushasa. Don't you see the fact that he says you can eat the chalas toda after you remove them? So then you see it must be because it's kadosh, not because of not many eaters, because there are many eaters. So afacha mipnei kedushasa. So just like there, he says it about the chalas mipnei kedushasa. So to here, if you look in the Karbana Eda. So he says, show on the last couple of skinny lines. Show on line, show on achas lefni achilasan. Vaidain show achas lachilas achalas. There's still an hour, he's saying. You have an hour to eat the chalas. The sover karev gamliel. The amr truma kol chamesh vuadin. Chalos hatoda. So Rabbi Nassan's version where he says you can eat the chalas toda during the fifth hour. See, obviously holds like Rabbi Gamliel, right? Based just like Rabbi Gamliel says you can eat truma during that fifth hour. So you can eat chalas during that fifth hour, and it must be, therefore, because of the Kedusha reason, not because of the not-so-many-eaters reason. Period. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Pasi. Who do we paskin like? Nirin advarim shetei halacha Rabbi Gamliel. I would think Rabbi Gamliel. This is also based on the Bavli as a discussion of this. Why Rabbi Gamliel? Shu omer me'ein shnehen. Because he says a little like both of them. Right? This is called in the Bavli, halacha kedivrei hamachria. If you have a three-way machlokas, and you have the middle opinion that holds a little bit like one, a little bit like the other one, that's a good one to hold like, right? Because it's like a pshara. He holds like a little of both. So Rabbi Gamliel like holds a little of both. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda, because he says the fourth hour, that he has the three levels, fourth, fifth, and sixth. But he also holds like Rabbi Meir a little bit, that it's not fully like Rabbi Yehuda, right? He's like the halacha kedivrei hamachria. He's in the middle, and therefore maybe we should pass on Rabbi Gamliel. Also, Rabbi Avun, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosadak, halacha Rabbi Gamliel, shu omer me'ein shnehen, because he holds a little bit like both of them. But again, not like the Karban Eda says. He's not machria mamish. Right? Sometimes you have the different machria. It's exactly like one sheet, exactly like the other sheet. This isn't exactly like nobody else says anything about truma. Right, so he's not exactly like them, right? That's what the Carbonator says in the middle of the wider lines. Shehu kimachria umiu machria mamish lohave. But he's not totally machria, like the Gemara sometimes uses this in the Bavli. The Dashlishis is really a third opinion. To harabi me rabbi huda lo iri de levi shaya chilik beins man shuma lizman chulin klau. Right, because the mayor and Yehuda didn't say any chilik between shuma and chulin. Diavi tanan or mayor omer echad tolin chulin vechad truma kol chamish. If Rabbi Meir had said that, chulin or tshuma. And Rabbi Yehuda says echlun vechad tshuma kol arba. Rabbi Gamliel then says in the middle that would be a hachra. But here they didn't say a word about tshuma or chulin. They weren't megala daitam. So therefore it's not mamish hachra, but it's a third opinion. But it's good enough for us to call it me'ain shnehem here in the Gemara. Okay, Abosai, we're up to the world of Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim. Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim, in the Bavli, it's called Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim. Here, our girsa is Rabbi Chananya Sgan HaKohanim. Rabbi Chananya, either way, we'll call it Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim, because that's what it's called from the Bavli. Right, this is the end of the rest of the first parak is about heavy-duty Tumah V'Tahara. Heavy-duty Tumah V'Tahara, why? Because it's talking about, once we mentioned about Truma on Erev Pesach, we're going to talk about, well, you have to get rid of Chametz. So does it matter whether you're going to burn your chametz? Does it matter whether you burn tar chametz with tamei chametz? You're going to burn it anyway. It's going to get tamei while it's being burned. Is that any issue? So that's why we're going to get into burning things together. Burning things together. And remember the words of the Rambam. The Rambam says in his Agdama to Taras, whenever you get to Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim or any of the other sugyas of Tumah V'Tahara, it does not mean to turn off. It means to turn on. Right, we have to do what we can to be able to get the most. And the Rambam says, study my 20-page Hakdama to Seder Taras, and then everything will be easy. That's what he says. Study it, and he goes through, like classic Rambam, that he goes through the organization. He says there are 11 areas, 11 categories of Tumah, and he puts them all together. And then later on in the Hakdama, he says, no problem, just know this Hakdama, and then it'll be easy for you. But what does no mean? No means, he says, know this like you know Kriya Shema. That's the language of the Rambam. Know these 20 pages of the ABCs of Tumah V'Tahara. Go over it again and again. V'huray lecha. I remember I took a couple of courses with Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik, Rav Soloveitchik's son. So he said we have more kisvei yads of the Pirush Mishnayos on Taharos than we have on any of the other Siddurim, because the Rambam had a special affinity, special chavivus, to Tumah V'Tahara, and he went over Pirush Mishnayos of Taharos, you know, more than any other. Okay? V'uray lecha, im ata mimisha gavar chishko ladas ha-Tumah V'Tahara's ve'ivanta koma she-nechla b'seder hazeh she-teda al-peh t'chila kol ha-akdama she-yigdamti b'mavo zeh im lashon ha-perek ha-rishon hazeh so-kelem. You also have to know the first perek of Kelem by heart. Okay, so you have to know my Akdama and the first perek of Kelem, which is all about the all the different days of what an avatoma is. You have to know it until it's so common in your mouth. You don't even have to work so hard to remember the details of every Rishon and Sheni and Av. You can read it 1,000 times. If you don't know it by heart, it's not going to be good enough. It's not going to be good enough. Ela yeshagar aloshoncha kamo kriyashma. V'yula yusak lecha im zichron tov ahavana v'kisharan hivanta mashenechla b'seder hazeh. Mipnei, the Rambam admits, shehem dvarim kashim ma'od kishela atzmam rabos hasfekos va'amukei ha'iyun. V'imhayu gdolei chachmi ha'mishna aleihem ha'shalom ro'im bahem dvarim chamurim kol shekin anachnu. If even some of the Tanaim used to say, oh, Uksin gives me a headache. Not really, but like, that's kind of the lashon, like what they said, right? Uks kachazinan hacha. So surely said the Rambam us. And if the Rambam says surely us, then I would say a couple more surelys us. Velotirim, he says, remember, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said to Rabbi Akiva when Rabbi Akiva said a comment, Akiva malacha itzal agad, aklach mi dibrosecha itzal nagam va'ahalas. V'zeh lashon bereshis to Rabbi Yoshia, v'chem atzanu, rishoni chachmei ha-talmud, hayu mufla'im be'eneyem, miksas prakim mehem. K'mo sh'aya chomer b'ni Rabbi Yochanan, perak tinokos b'sechas nida, and he quotes others. So he says, we have to do what we can. Do what we can to know this all by heart. But he says, if you know it all by heart, sulam l'ruach ha-kodesh. K'mo sh'amru tahara mevi alidei kedusha. As he quotes the Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf, which the Mesillas Yesharim is based on. And then there's so much more. We can just read this whole Hakdama. But let's go into now the sugya, and then maybe we'll read some of the more of this if there's time. So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim, Omer. So Rabbi Chanina, the assistant Kohen Gadol, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Klei Mikdash, he always had a gabbai. Where did the concept of a gabbai come in up? So the Kohen Gadol had a gabbai that took care of all of his personal needs. That the Rambam in Hilchos Klei Mikdash, Perek Dalad, Halacha Tezayin, Umemanin Kohen Acher, Sheyil Kohen Gadol, Kamo Mishnah LeMelech, v'anikra skan v'anikra mamun of yeomer liyamin kohen gadol tamid v'zeh kavuru lo v'chol anekohanim mitachas yad haskan. Right, to help him out in Dalit Tezayin in Klei HaMikdash. So miman shal kohanim says the bechinis kan kohanim. All the time that I know in the base of Mikdash and all the days of the Kohanim, lo nimnu milisrof as a basar shnitva bavlanda tuma, im a basar shnitva ba'ava tuma. Remember, we know the rules. There's the dead body, that's the granddaddy, the aviavos atuma. And then you have the avos atuma. There were many different types of avos atuma. That's the first parak in Kalim. What's an avatuma? If an avatuma touches something, it goes down one level. Tuma transfers down. So when avatuma touches something, it becomes a rishon. A rishon touches something, it becomes a sheni. Shani touches up and comes as a shlishi. And then shlishi in a revi in, right, a shlishi in truma and a revi in kachim. So the Mishnah says that whenever they had something that was, became tame from a, in a, with a vladatuma. Vladatuma, a baby, an offspring of tuma, that means a rishon. Pashtus. So if something becomes tame through a rishon, which means it's a shani, so they used to burn shani latumas with things that became tame with an avatuma, meaning with rishons. Something that became tame from an av, which is a rishon. So used to burn together rishons and shenis. Afal pisha mosifin lo tumah tumaso. Even though that adds tumah. The Gemara is going to wonder, that's not true. If you burn a rishon with a sheni, so then what's the most that something is going to become? If something touches a rishon, it becomes a sheni. The sheni is already a sheni. Right? So what do you mean it's most of tumah tumaso? Nothing changes if you burn rishon and shenis together. So Gemara is going to try to figure that out. Right? What does that mean? That they used to burn rishons and shenis together, even though it's mosif. Says the Gemara, Bar Kapara Amar. Bar Kapara says, when it says the word avatuma in the Mishnah, it means daraisa, Devar Torah. When it says vladatuma, mi devrehem. So now, according to him, we know exactly what the Mishnah means. It means when you have a rishon that's daraisa and a sheni that's derabanan, so that's going to be mosif tuma. Right? That's going to be mosif tuma. So we'll see. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Benka Ben says Devar Torah. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Both the Av and the Rishon in the Mishnah we're talking about are on Torah levels. So Gemara says, "Al da'iti debar kapara nicha." I understand the Mishnah according to Bar Kapara, because according to Bar Kapara, we have a Rishon mida oraisa, we have a Sheni mida rabanan. When you burn them together, the Sheni becomes more tame. So that's what the Mishnah means, that they used to do that even though there was Hosafas Tuma. Al da'iti Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Ava Tuma osa Rishon. It's all on a daraisa level. So what do you have in the Mishnah? You have an avatuma that makes a rishon. Vlada tuma osasheni. And then you have a vlada tuma. A vlad means anything at most a rishon makes a sheni. So you have a sheni and a rishon together. They're both daraisa. So sheni shnagab a rishon. What's the worst thing that can happen in this fire? The sheni is going to touch the rishon. Harihu bimkom a sheni. So it's still a sheni. The sheni is still a sheni. So it's not adding anything. So I don't understand the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yochanan. Answer. When it says Vlad in the Mishnah, it doesn't mean Rishon. It means Sheni. Which means, what are we burning together in the Mishnah? A Rishon and a Shlishi. A Rishon and a Shlishi. So if you burn a Rishon and a Shlishi together, so the Shlishi is going to be bumped up to a Sheni when it touches the Rishon. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's what it means. Shashlishi shenagab a Rishon nasa Sheni. Fine, so you make it a Kimta. When it says that it touched a Vlad in the Mishnah, it does not mean that it touched a Rishon. It means that it touched a sheni. So in your fire, you have a rishon and a shlishi, and that's what they used to burn together. And they were mekel. Why were they mekel about it? You're burning it anyway. So what are you worried about? It's going to become tamei in the fire. You're burning it anyway. You're destroying it anyway. So there's no reason they have to be worried about its becoming tamei. Remember we had some of these mishnayos back in Seder Zrayim, right? If you have a barrel of wine or oil that broke and is spilling on the floor, are you allowed to catch it in a tamei barrel? If you don't, it's just going to go to waste. So maybe in certain times, like it's gonna ruined anyway. So you know it's not so bad, right? It's already holech li'ibud. So here too, you're burning both of them together. So that's why you're allowed to be mosif, either darais drabanan to daraisa like Bar Kapara, or shlishi to sheni like Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara now, Beishamei Omrim, we have a tosefta. Beishamei Omrim in sorfin baser tar and baser tame. Beishamei says baser tar. What does baser tar mean here? Let's say in the base of Mikdash, you have nosar, leftover carbon, right? So you have to burn it. It's tahar, but you have to burn it. You have to burn it. So it's tahar meat that you have to burn. Or pigul. Pigul is tahar meat that you have to burn. So Rabbi Shammai says, you cannot burn pigul or nosar, which is tahar meat, with tame meat. Even though you're burning both of them, you cannot burn them together. Ubeisil amatir, Beisil says, no, what's the difference? Yisrael says, what's the difference? You're burning Nosar, you're burning Tamei meat, so you burn it all together. So the Gemara says now, we're assuming that Bar Kapara and Rabbi Yochanan are talking within Beis Hillel, because that's what we hold. So, Al Daiti to Bar Kapara Nicha, according to Bar Kapara, I understand Mishnah is adding to Beis Hillel. Meaning, what Rabbi Chanina, Skana Konim, is adding to Beis Hillel. What's the adding? Beis Hillel is telling me, Sorfin, Pasul Torah, Impasul Tumas Torah. Beis Hillel says, if you have a piece of meat that's tar midaraisa, and you have a piece of meat that's tar midaraisa, you can burn it together. Right? Nosar and pigal are tar midaraisa. So Beis Hillel tells me, you could burn something that's pasul midaraisa with something that's tummy midaraisa. And then Rabbi Chanina comes along, Vitzari Chinon, and we need Rabbi Chanina to teach me, Mashma Tumas Devreim and Tumas Torah. Even something that is Tamei De'oraisa, in something that is Tamei Midrabanan. So that's what Rabbi Chanina adds, right? That even if it's a little bit, again, Beis Hillel says, something that is Tar De'oraisa with something that is Tamei Midaraisa, and Rabbi Chanina adds something that is Tamei Midrabanan and Tamei Midaraisa. Fine, that's what Rabbi Chanina adds to Beis Hillel. I'll die to Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, I don't understand what he's adding to Beis Hillel. Why, what does Beis Hillel say? Impasul Torah, imtumas Torah, sorfin. If Beis Hillel says, you're allowed to burn Nosar, which is just called Pasul Torah. You're allowed to burn Nosar, which is Tar Midaraisa. Right? Imtumas Torah, sorfin. Right? The Psul Torah isn't Tame at all, Midaraisa, and you can burn it together. Kol Shekein Tumas Torah, imtumas Torah. Surely, if something is already Tame, you can burn it together with something that's Tame Midaraisa. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, what is Rabbi Chanina adding to Beis Hillel? Answer, nothing. He must be talking about within Beis Shammai. Rabbi Chananya, Skana Kohanim, Shanya, Mishon Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. Right? A lot of different pshat and what that line means. We're going to go with this pshat, that he's talking to even within Beis Shammai. So therefore he's adding, Beis Shammai says you can't burn something that's Tamei Midaraisa, but something that's Tar Daraisa. And Rabbi Chanina is saying, but if it's already Tamei Midarabanan, you can burn it together. Right? So he's adding something for Beis Shammai. Ask the Mefarshim in the back, but what he's talking about within Beis Shammai, where the Baskel went out, we don't pass like Beis Shammai. Maybe the Baskel came out after. He was during a Bizban HaMikdash. Maybe Beis Shammai still a whole Baskel story in Erev and Yud Gimel in the Bavli. Maybe that's happened after Rabbi Chanina is going to call on him. So therefore, there's no Raya against Rabbi Yochanan, and that's where Rabbi Yochanan would understand the Mishnah. Okay, we have to stop here by Amar Rabbi Mana before we get into the next Kasha, which is a support for Rabbi Yochanan against Bar Kapara. Okay, we'll stop here. Yeah.